Monster Movie Media presents.
Welcome to Creepy Kingdom, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and welcome to the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween. Every day this October, Creepy Kingdom will be releasing a brand new episode counting down to Halloween. 26 mini-episodes and 5 full-length regular ones are coming your way. You can follow along at home by going to creepykingdom.com. This is Creepy Day number 19, being released on October 19th, 2014. And on this very day, I would like to wish a very happy birthday to Creepy Kingdom listener Rebecca. Happy birthday. Hope it's a creepy one. This episode marks the beginning of Mickey's Not So Scary Week. On the 31 Creepy Days of Halloween, I will be giving my in-depth review of the event, along with lots of audio clips and a little extra fun thrown in there. On today's episode, I chat with Roxy Tart as I tell her and all of you all of my pre-not-so-scary activities at Walt Disney World. Hello, everyone. That's such a spooky way to talk. I don't talk like that. Hello, everyone.
It is Creepy Kingdom.
It is. I know. But that's a little too. Put it on too much. Anyways, hey. Hi. How are you doing? What's up, everybody? I'm here with Miss Roxy Tart. Hello.
Hello.
So I was thinking.
That's dangerous.
When the gears start turning, watch out. I think this is your 5th appearance on Creepy Kingdom. It's either 5th or 6th.
Nice. I'm awesome.
So, I think it's really past the point that you're a guest. I think when you're on 5 times, like, you're actually part of the podcast.
I'm part of the Creepy Kingdom podcast?
Yeah, I think 5 times you're officially a contributor of Creepy Kingdom.
That's so exciting. I'm doing a little Creepy Kingdom happy dance.
You joined.
There should be a video.
Yeah, there should be. Unfortunately, we don't have a video on our Skype right now. But you joined the ranks of Annie from Annie Danny's Fast Pass podcast, who is an official contributor who has her photograph on the Creepy Kingdom website.
I feel like Annie and I should meet.
That would be dangerous, but we'll get a round table, actually. We'll get you guys both on the show and
be awesome.
The official contributors of Creepy Kingdom.
I feel like I kind of know her already from the show and from hearing you talk about her and stuff like that. And she seems like a really cool girl, so I feel like I should meet her.
Annie is a wonderful human being. And we thank Annie for all of the contributions that she's given to Creepy Kingdom. It sounds like this is her memorial. like she just lost the title of contributor.
Well, it is Creepy Kingdom. We could give her a little memorial. Oh, see, that would be awesome. Instead of getting like a party when you become a contributor, you get a little funeral.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's getting close to Halloween. I'm like really getting into the spirit.
Yeah, yeah. So. You're getting pretty deep there. I don't think Annie wants a funeral yet, but. I just thought I was just thinking about that before we started recording that I think this is your 5th or 6th appearance, so it's you're beyond a guest spot now. You know, you are a contributor of Creepy Kingdom, and I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate that,
that makes me hecka happy. So, you were keeping that from me when we were talking off air. You
yes,
totally were
like 100% was.
that's so cool. I don't even know what to say. I think that's so awesome. I get to say that I'm like a contributor to a Disney podcast. Makes me hecka happy.
Yeah, you just say you're on it. It's cool. You're like, oh, I'm on Creepy Kingdom.
I'm like, have you heard Creepy Kingdom? It's an amazing Disney podcast. I'm on it.
As long as you say it like that, you know, okay. Sounds good to me.
I will. The next time I go to Disneyland, I'm just going to walk around all day long. Have you heard Creepy Kingdom? You really should.
I'm on it. So we're 3 minutes in and haven't mentioned any of the topic that we came here for, so let's jump to it.
Okay. James, I heard you went to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
I did.
You should tell me about it.
I will. And just to bring the listeners up to speed, I'm not sure when this will be released. We'll figure that out later. But on episode 38, I gave a very extensive trip report of all the crazy activities I did in Walt Disney World in a very short period of time.
It was fun. I felt like I was there.
Yeah, I brought Roxy and all you guys along. If you haven't heard it yet, you know, definitely listen to that, because I know you guys definitely love to hear about what I do. I don't know. It's funny. I love listening to reports on other podcasts, so I figured, you know, you guys might want to. I don't know. But anyways, this is a little bit of a report, but it's also kind of a review, because what I left off, you know, part two to be continued from that, was my last day at Walt Disney World. I attended Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party for the very first time.
And I am excited to hear this part of it, because I got to go to Disney World's Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party a while ago, which we talked about on another podcast.
37.
And I am super excited to hear James's experiences compared to my experiences, because mine was years ago.
Yeah, it was 2009. Is that what it was?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yay.
All right. Well, I do want to briefly talk about the beginning of my day. You know, the party, you know, starts at 7, but you can enter the Magic Kingdom at 4. So I had a little bit of a morning off from theme parking it. And initially, my plan was to spend the morning at Universal. But
going back on all the Harry Potter stuff.
Right. I mean, I had another Universal day after this, but just to feel like, why would I waste time in Orlando? I mean, 4 o'clock. I mean, there's so many things I could do before 4 o'clock. But this, and the end of this story was, you know, I ended up leaving Magic Kingdom at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'd been going really hard, and I just kind of had a slow start the next day, so I opted to not do that.
I think that's allowed. Like, you had a hell of a day the day before.
Yeah, so I guess it's allowed. So, so anywho, but I, at this point, I hadn't gone down to Downtown Disney this whole trip, and I wanted to check out this new store called the Marketplace Co-op. I don't know. Have you heard of this, Roxy?
I have not.
Yeah, it opened up very recently. I would say in the past month, maybe 2 months max, and I've heard that this is the place. I mean, it's not really a co-op, as in a co-op is a bunch of small businesses in one space, but it appears to be that way, where it's done a bunch of little mini, like as in small, not Minnie Mouse, mini shops that are in there. I don't remember what they're all called. Most of them I didn't really care about. But there was one that I heard about, and I don't remember what it was called. That's funny. But he said that for theme park fans, this is the place you want to go. They actually have stuff that you actually want to buy, not Disney Parks 2014 merchandise. You know, but stuff that that theme park, you know, fans will really freak out about. And that was, and they did. They had all these like really cool like glasses and dishes and, you know, houseware with lots of retro Adventureland, Fantasyland stuff they had.
I've seen that stuff. We have it at Disneyland.
Yeah, it's cool, right?
Yeah, we have it in the Disney Gallery, which it's funny. That's where you go to shop if you don't want to buy Frozen stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm avoiding that. I didn't see any Frozen stuff in there.
There you go.
Yeah, it was a lot of cool stuff. I ended up buying a Haunted Mansion glass that was, you know, it says it's hand... Is hand painted or it's painted on? I doubt it was hand painted. They're not. Mm-hmm. That would be a lot of money if they were.
But they've got the like dwarves in the back.
Yeah.
Cranking out these hand painted glasses.
Yeah. So no, that didn't. Whatever. I got. You know, that was cool. I don't really. I'm not a big merch person in general. So, you know, I know most Disney fans are really into that. And I'm. You know, there's. But the reason being is there's not that much that I really want to own that comes.
I agree.
You know,
I am not a huge Disney merch person. It has to be. It has to be really worth it for me to spend that kind of money.
Yeah, and I thought it was worth it. I mean, the glass was a little more than I would want to pay for a glass, you know, for sure. But, you know, whatever. It's cool. So, anyways, I went down there to check out the co-op, and they have these food trucks there. Again, funny enough, they're not real food trucks, as in, like, individually owned businesses that have food trucks there. These are Disney-run food trucks. They're really trying to, like, you know, take this... subcultures there, like the co-op culture and the food truck culture, and do it there, which works because they got me to go to them. So,
well, yeah, Disney, they are marketing geniuses.
Yeah, they're going right, they're marketing to me with that stuff. There's a food truck there called the Fantasy Fair, like fair as in F A R E, you know, and you can learn more about this food truck on the Princess Papers. Blog as Jeannie, who I'll be talking a lot more about as I hung out with her during this day later. She wrote all about this, but this food truck is cool, and this is because they have kind of a really popular item from every Disney theme park. Well, not everyone, but whatever, four of them. I don't really know how many they have or not. What I do know is that they have the corn dogs from Disneyland on the car.
Nice.
On the truck. And so that's I had to get.
So that's what you got.
That's what I had to get. I had to get a Disneyland corn dog. That was really that was right on my agenda. So that was cool. Other than that, Downtown Disney at this current state, because it is in the process of being transformed into Disney Springs, is a miserable, horrible construction zone.
Ugh, that sucks.
Coupled with the fact that that was the hottest I'd ever been the entire time I was there, because it was just all concrete. I mean, I felt like a giant had a magnifying glass over.
You seriously went at like the worst week of the year.
No, it was a miserable week with the weather, but that I, in fact, I almost regretted going.
Wow.
I was like, I should have just stayed at my room.
With the air conditioning.
Yeah, I mean, it was so bad. I mean, halfway through, there's a new place down there called Splitsville that's opened up, which is kind of like a restaurant bowling alley that I just wanted to physically see it because I'd heard so much about it. And so I went in there, and when I went in there, I'm like, I can't leave. I'm like, I mean, I had no plans of bowling or eating, but I ended up hanging out there for a long time because I was just like, I was just sweating so much. It was miserable. Again, I know this is what everyone wants to hear about, but
yes, everyone wants to hear about your sweat.
Wow.
Hey, we listen to this podcast because we love you, okay?
I'm well aware that people are not tuning in for me. They're tuning in for the content. Okay.
That's the difference between me and you, right there. Like, I believe everyone wants to hear about me. You believe everyone wants to hear about Disney.
You know, I got to face facts here. I know. But anyway.
So it was horribly hot.
Whatever. I don't know. There's not much more of the story, but I got out of there. It sucks.
So was your corn dog as good as it is in Disneyland?
Yeah, well, it was great. The corn dog was great.
That's the important thing here.
Yeah, it was great. I would have preferred if, like, this was in an indoor place where I could have sat down inside and ate the corn dog.
Totally.
So I would have enjoyed it a lot more. They had chicken and waffles there, and I don't know what park that's from, but I was really considering getting it, you know, just because it sounded good. But
this chicken and waffles, yeah, is always good.
Right, but there's no place. I mean, there was no place to eat it. Like, it wasn't like any tables or, I don't know. It was just like, I'm just going to, that seems like a table type of meal.
Oh, yeah, big time.
You know, so, but whatever, that was cool. Yeah, so eventually I headed to the Magic Kingdom. And I got there at 4. You know, I got in and I experienced the whole not-so-scary. You get the special not-so-scary entrance where you get your bracelet. I felt like I was really part of something special. I'm like, not-so-scary, people over here. I'm like, all right.
Fancy.
Got my own bracelet. First thing I did was I went to the firehouse because that's where they distribute the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom cards for the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom game.
I heard about that game. I really want to play it.
I have never played it, and I tried to play it, but it didn't really happen. but the reason I was going to do this was Michelle from Disney Dreamgirls. She had asked me to pick up a card that was exclusive to people that attend the Not So Scary party because her son collected them. So
neat.
So that's what I did. And but you know, of course, they're really serious about these cards, man. Because I had to show my Not So Scary ticket, even though I had the bracelet, to get that card.
Wow. I didn't know it was such like a collector's thing. Well, I didn't even know people collected these cards.
Oh yeah, when at Disney anything, there's always sharks out there trying to get stuff and sell it on eBay. That's they're really crazy about that. So it's like
That's true. Of course, the first time I saw Disney pins, I didn't ever think this is going to be popular.
Yeah, that's another thing I don't really get, but that's another tangent. I'm thinking. I was thinking about our last show and how we discussed so much about things that I never talk about on the show, and so many opinion-based things. I was thinking, I really need a forum to talk about this stuff. And it's not really Creepy Kingdom because it's off topic. But we might need to do a Disney rant show. We talk about our opinions of what's going on in the parks.
That's not a bad idea, actually. That's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna have to talk about that.
Yeah, and this is real conversation here because I never brought that up to you before at all. I was like, man, I really enjoyed getting that stuff off my chest.
Yes, let's dedicate a whole show to FastPass Plus.
Oh my god, then it just turns into an angry rant show. I mean, it could be a little more constructive than that, but I just, anyways, moving on. Whatever. I got the cards and I was meeting Jeannie Gallo from the Princess Papers. She has been at Mickey's Not So Scary so many times. And when I told her I was going, she actually made a special trip to join me, her and her husband. She lives about 2 hours away. And so she made that trip. I was really flattered by that. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was very sweet.
Yeah, you know, I was all prepared to have a solo day, and he's like, "Nope, we're gonna help you navigate around." And it was definitely helpful. I mean, also it was great to hang out with Jeannie and her husband, but it was helpful, as I'll get to. But I had some time before they showed up, and one of the things I wanted to do that I hadn't got to do yet, which I was so shocked that it was even still happening when I was there because I never even hear about it anymore, was I wanted to meet Merida. And Merida still had a meet and greet in the Magic Kingdom.
Nice, which now, of course, has no line.
There's a line.
Was there?
Yeah.
At Disneyland, Merida had this ridiculous line, and I did not get to meet her. And then Anna and Elsa showed up, and all of a sudden, Merida didn't have a line anymore, and it was wonderful. So,
Another side note with all that stuff. So they've built a space called Princess Fairytale Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And where it's like half, like you can either go visit Anna and Elsa, Anna, whatever her name is, and or another random princess, and you know, and with that, it's been like crazy waits for the frozen gals.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, and it's been something that people are going crazy over. Whatever, I don't know, but oddly enough, I never found Princess Fairytale Hall, and I was talking about it with Annie. I'm like, "Where is it?" She was like, "I saw it the other day, and I never even saw it because I wanted to go in the other line and meet the other mm-hmm. princesses." I'm not really that into Frozen, you know. FYI, I'm not against it, but I'm certainly not interesting. I'm definitely, I would love to have a conversation with, you know, Cinderella or, you know, Jasmine, you know, I'm, you know, that's cool with me. So whatever. Anyways, I really wanted to meet Merida though. And when I saw the meet and greet was still there, I was like, that's so awesome. I'm totally going to go do that. And initially I'd planned to talk to her and ask her about something creepy or something like that. But the whole experience of an adult male by himself in a meet and greet line, holding a bunch of cameras, and if maybe just one other person was there, I would have, you know, it would have been a lot easier to pull all this off.
This is why you need me.
Yeah, I definitely need to do this time, because that was kind of weird and awkward. I didn't really, I just kind of let her lead the conversation. So I did record it. So I guess I'll play the clip of that right now. Right. Let's do it.
Awesome. Yeah. Yes. I want to hear it.
All right.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you're excited to be here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
It's all smiles. Oh, look at that. Can you see up really close?
Hang on. Maybe. No, that's the focus. That's not an attractive face. You don't want anybody to see that, Merida.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to take parts together?
Yeah.
Good, come right this way.
Let's do that, okay.
There you are.
All right, thank you.
So what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be a vampire.
Look at that. He knew right off that who he's going to be.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I think that's what I'm going to be.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for coming to visit me.
It. I have the teeth for it?
Yeah.
Not yet.
You're
going to
start growing your teeth out.
Yeah, I'm going to
start watering them. Thank you for coming to visit me for all night.
Thank you.
I hope you're out there.
Thank you very much.
I don't usually do stuff like that, you know, like talk, you know, go get in line for characters and do meet and greets and stuff like that. But I love Merida. I think Merida is awesome. And I remember when they first had that meet and greet, I was like, and they used to have more stuff with it where you could do archery, and they had the Bear Brothers there. None of that stuff was there, but...
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but Merida was there, and I'm like, right on. Merida's still with us.
Yeah, we never had the archery, but the bears are still there.
Well, we'll have to go meet the bears when I go to Disneyland.
But you can't actually meet them, because they're animatronics.
Listen.
But they're still there.
I could meet them.
Okay, fine. You know, I will take pictures of you with the bears.
All right.
Hey, we'll do, sorry, Merida. We're here to see your brothers.
Hey, I was like, yeah, I came to see the brothers.
Oh, goodness. That was like, I met Rapunzel and Flynn Rider, and I basically walked up and was like, hey, it's so nice to meet you. Oh, my God, I love you guys. Would you mind moving so I could get a picture with Flynn?
Wow.
And she was like, well, I guess so.
Like, she got out of character?
No, I mean, she didn't get out of character at all. But, you know, she got that look. You know, they're so used to little girls who love the princesses that I think it just threw her off a little bit. And they were new. I mean, they were brand new in the park. I think it was their second day.
Oh, and that was before the movie came out, too, actually.
Mm-hmm. And they were there, and I was like, I'm going to come over here with him because he's a cutie. So take your hair and move out of my way.
Wow.
So, yeah, every once in a while, you know, you gotta trick him up a little bit. Keep him on the toes.
Yeah, I didn't really trick him up. I was, you know, I didn't trick Merida up. But she was good. She was good. I mean, you had to think. It's like, I was like, man, they're all these little kids are there, and this guy comes up, and this is weird. But I don't know. I wanted to meet Merida, so, and she was very Merida.
Right on.